We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Asma'ul Husna, and trying to understand them so that we can apply them to our lives, focusing on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopting yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah of Quran that I have used throughout this series is ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ اِدْءُ اللَّهَ عَوِدْءُ الرَّحْمَنِ عَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, He has the best names. And today we will look at one of the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one which we hope for is applied to us, one which we recite in our Salatul Tahajjud, and that is Al-Af, the Pardoner. Let's first look at the Quranic references. There are quite a lot actually. If we look at Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, you have Ayah 43, you have Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 99, you have Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22, which is Ayah 60. We've got Surah An-Nisa again, Ayah 149, and finally Surah Al-Mujadila, that's Surah 58, Ayah number 2. So, 5 times in the Quran, Allah uses Al-Af. 4 times He uses it with the Ism Al-Ghafoor, and once He uses it with the Ism Al-Qadir. Ghafoor, in essence, we've talked about this before, is close to Al-Af, because Ghafoor, in essence, is the all-forgiving. The root of Ghafoor means to overlook sin, while the root of Al-Af literally means to destroy the sins, eliminating them altogether. So if we think about it, the Ghafoor in the first instance is the overlooked sins probably still exist, but with Al-Af, the eliminated sins disappear. Now, Al-Af is derived from the root word Af. Let's look at the several meanings of this word. When it's used as a verb, it means to go somewhere to receive something, to give without being asked, to wipe out something. As a noun, Af means the wiping out of the sins in their entirety. When we do dua, we say, Ya Rabbi, I implore you to grant me af and afia. That means not to punish me for my sins and to make me safe and secure with regard to the punishment. As an adjective, it means that which is lawful. Al-Af wipes out the traces of sins, removing them by the winds of His forgiveness. You know what He does? He even keeps them out of the records that are kept by the angel. He wipes them out from their memory and the memory of those who committed them. He abandons to punish those who sin. Al-Af is the one who doesn't remind you of your shortcomings. He's gracious when He forgives. He protects the heart of even one who does evil against loneliness, sparing him the feeling of shame, and doesn't remind him of the evil of what he has done. When that person has applied Al-Af into his or her life, the Prophet ﷺ always enjoined us to do this. He used to say, fear Allah wherever you may be. Follow your evil deeds with a good one in order to wipe out the first. And you know something? Treat people in the best conduct. When he was addressing his uncle Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, he said, O Uncle Abbas, plead to Allah for af and afia in the life of this world and in the life to come. It's a wonderful anecdote that might make this easy to understand. Imam Ali alayhi salam called upon one of his slaves once, but he did not respond. Imam kept on repeating his call, and the slave neglected to respond. Then when he repeated it a third time, and there was no response, Imam stood up and looked for him, and found him lying down. He said, "Did you hear me calling you?" And the slave said, "Yes, I did." Imam said, "Then what stopped you from responding?" And he said, "Ya Ali, it was my confidence in your clemency and my reliance on your forgiveness." Whereas Imam says, "Then I set you free seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." See, now Imam did it on account of the firm conviction on the part of that slave. If you want to receive a glimpse of the light which is inspired by this attribute, and to be able to apply it to our lives, we must first forgive those who have wronged us, or maybe those who have dealt with us unjustly. We should wipe out from our hearts ill feelings to anyone. Treat those who have mistreated us, to treat them well. That is how we apply al-af to our lives. Let me talk about another anecdote. There was a preacher who, whenever he mounted the mimbar, he would raise his hands first and say a dua for the highway robbers that were so common in it, around his village. He would say, "Ya Rabbi, visit with compassion those who do so much wrong to us, those who make a mockery of the righteous, those in whose heart dwells this wrongdoing that they do." And he would continue his talk without saying even one dua for the righteous. And the people protested. And he said, "This conduct is very unusual," they told him. "Surely it is hardly generous to pray for people who do so much wrong." And he said, "You know something? It is from these sort of people that I have derived good. That is why I have singled them out for my du'as. They have treated me with such oppression and injustice that they have inadvertently taken me out of wrongdoing into good doing. Every time I turn my face towards the lower desires, the lower material world, they would receive me with blows, so I would take refuge from their beatings on the other side. It was their wolves in them which brought me back to the right road. So they really have contrived the means of my salvation. It is wajib on me, my friends, to pray for them." In other words, he was saying, every enemy they have is in reality their cure, their benefactor, their well-wisher. How I wish we could think like that. And think of those who have hurt us and think, "Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, let's pray for them to change, because we don't want to be like that." Well, in a nutshell, therefore, one who reflects this attribute is one who forgives the one who tyrannizes him, feeds the one who causes him hunger, gives the one who forcibly takes away things from him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats his abd the way they treat others. Remember in Surah Ar-Rahman we read, "Hal jaza'u lihsan illa lihsan." The reward of ihsan is nothing but ihsan. Let me just read one of the Quranic references. It's the Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 99, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَعْفُوا عَنْهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا." So these, it may be, that Allah will eliminate their sins completely, because He is Afu and Ghafoor. He is pardoning and forgiving. Now who does He talk about? Let's just look for a minute. If you go back to Ayah 97, He says, "إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسَهُمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا فَأُولَئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا." First of all, it says, "Indeed those whom the angels caused to die while they are unjust to themselves, to their nafs, they will be asked, 'In what state were you? Why did you do this to yourself?' And they will say, 'We were weak in the earth.' And the angels will say, 'Was not Allah's earth spacious, so that you could have migrated therein? You could have had a paradigm shift. You could have done hijrah.' So these it is whose abode is Jahannam, and it's an evil resort." But then Allah in Ayah 98 says, إلا المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يحتدون سبيلا. Except the weak from amongst the men and the children, who do not have in their power the means, nor can they find a way. In other words, they tried their best, but then they couldn't manage anymore. For them, he says, أَنْ يَعْفُوَ عَنْهُمْ, he will pardon them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا. He is Afu and Ghafoor. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when somebody is oppressed, when somebody can do more, no more than they can physically, mentally, emotionally do, they are mustadhafin, they are weak. And for him, they will be forgiven. So the idea here is to do our best. That's it. That's what is required. Well, if you recite this name 166 times a day, you'll be able to control, inshallah, the demands of the ego that are not right. The character will soften the hearts of people towards you, and inshallah, they will be able to overlook your faults. If one gets uncontrollably angry, then recite al-'Af followed by a salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, and inshallah, it will bring a sense of calmness over you. If you're facing a judge where you are about to be condemned for something wrong, then recite the name again and again, and inshallah the punishment will be cancelled or reduced, inshallah ta'ala. The beautiful name of Allah. If nothing else, just keep on reciting Al-'Af every time you have some time.